Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space, to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hey, loves. Welcome to episode 184, The Pathway to Emotional Freedom Through Emotional Regulation Mastery. Ooh, this one's going to be a good one, and there's going to be a lot more scientific talk in this one that I tend to leave out, but, you know, people love to learn and understand really why we have such a tough time reducing our anxiety or why our emotions cause chaos in our life when they trigger. So I'm getting into the nitty-gritty of it today, and I'll also be talking about my Emotional Regulation Mastery Program, which is now available as a self-study. And I've already had several people sign up for that. So let's just dive right in. Again, the pathway to emotional freedom through emotional regulation mastery. So do you ever wonder what it would feel like to navigate through life without being constantly held hostage by either anxiety or emotional triggers? Imagine being able to manage these emotions without spiraling into panic attacks or unpredictable mood swings. You know, several years ago, that was me. Panic attacks, weird, crazy mood swings until I got to the root cause of what was going on and not trying to mask it anymore. We'll explore the concept of nervous system regulation and really dive into the transformational approach that goes beyond traditional methods to heal the whole body. Nervous system dysregulation poses a formidable challenge for those seeking emotional well-being, often manifesting as a really complex web of emotional turmoil. And understanding the intricacies of this challenge is really crucial to unlock the path toward healing and emotional freedom.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, nervous system dysregulation is often an invisible struggle, with the effects deeply rooted in the intricate workings of our physiological and psychological responses. Unlike a visible injury like a cut or an ailment like a sickness, the disruptions within the nervous system can go unnoticed, silently influencing our emotional states, overall well-being. These can come from like our past, our childhood, or multiple little traumas as we've moved through life. And at the heart of nervous system dysregulation lies a feedback loop that perpetuates anxiety. So when stressors trigger the sympathetic nervous system, which is fight, flight, freeze response, the body releases stress hormones like cortisol, preparing for imminent danger. However, in the cause and case of dysregulation, this heightened state becomes prolonged, preventing the nervous system from returning to a state of equilibrium. You're always on buzz when this is happening. So emotions, if not adequately processed and released, become stuck within the nervous system. This emotional stagnation contributes to the perpetuation or of dysfunction, forming a vicious cycle. The unresolved emotions act as a barrier, hindering the nervous system from transitioning to a restful state. And you've probably heard me before speaking on a video or another episode about, you know, the body and the mind can only digest what it can digest healthfully. So if you come across emotions that you can't digest because your nervous system is dysregulated, those emotions are going to get trapped in the body. Same with food. Perhaps we're eating all kinds of processed food, which the body has a really hard time handling, and it can't process it directly. So disease ends up being trapped in the body. And while traditional therapeutic modalities, they offer really valuable insights and coping mechanisms, they often fall short in addressing the core of nervous system dysregulation. Simply talking through emotions, relying on just cognitive approaches, may not be sufficient to break the cycle deeply ingrained within the nervous system. So this is where a holistic approach comes in. A holistic approach is essential when confronting nervous system dysregulation. It requires acknowledging the interconnectedness of the mind and the body, the whole body, and recognizing that healing encompasses more than just mental processes. So hard to just think our way through turmoil. We actually have to feel our way through, slow down. And so there are techniques that address the physical, emotional, and energetic aspects of an individual, and they're crucial for a comprehensive and lasting solution. To truly tackle nervous system dysregulation, one must go beyond the confines of the mind. Body-centric, heart-based healing practices, such as somatic experiencing and embodied mindfulness, play a pivotal role here. These techniques acknowledge the wisdom of the body and facilitate the release of stored emotions, allowing the nervous system to recalibrate. So cool when you start doing this work. Navigating the challenge of nervous system dysregulation demands a really compassionate approach to yourself. It's imperative to recognize that the journey towards healing is unique for you. It's unique for every single individual. Self-compassion becomes a really guiding light, fostering an environment where you can patiently explore and implement techniques that resonate with your personal experience. And raising awareness around this nervous system dysregulation is vital to destigmatize the struggles associated with it. Like how many people are judged for their anxiousness, their overwhelm, their overthinking all of the time. But by putting awareness to it, we destigmatize the struggles that other people are going through and allow it to be collectively healed. Let's go beyond thinking our way through things. Attempting to solely think our way out of emotional situations may not be sufficient. Such an approach can keep the nervous system in that heightened state, hindering its ability to fully return to a state of rest. It becomes crucial to explore techniques that address the root cause of emotional stagnation within the nervous system. And this is where my Heal Your Story method programs kind of come in and my techniques. And one powerful method that proves effective in managing emotions and promoting healing for my clients and students and also myself are the Heal Your Story method programs. And these programs range from standalone courses to individualized one-on-one work. This approach focuses on releasing emotions from their stuck patterns, allowing individuals to move forward into the next level of their lives with increased peace, increased calm, and more joy. Now, the Emotional Regulation Mastery 12-week healing program involves learning self-regulation techniques that bring about a profound shift in the nervous system. By incorporating self-healing and self-regulating techniques into daily practices, individuals can break the cycle of emotional stagnation and experience a newfound sense of emotional freedom. Now, I know I'm talking about a program and Heal Your Story Method programs, so all this information will be in the show notes for you. So let's talk about breaking the sympathetic dominance cycle. The Emotional Regulation Mastery Program and other Heal Your Story Method options also address the self-regulating and self-healing techniques that break the sympathetic dominance cycle, allowing the nervous system to shift into a more balanced state. This involves understanding how emotions are stored in the body and actively working to release them through targeted techniques. I know what it's like to transform and find emotional freedom. After grappling with anxiety, panic attacks, and emotional pain, I sought answers that eventually led to me becoming an alternative healthcare practitioner and emotional health coach. With over 25 years of experience, I guide individuals towards healing and teach them the principles of the Heal Your Story method. For those of you who are eager to embark on their own journey of emotional healing, I would like to introduce the 12-week Emotional Regulation Mastery Program. It's a breakthrough healing program rooted in heart-based healing and offers a comprehensive approach to emotional well-being, where you will learn how to reduce your anxiety and tame your emotional triggers to live a more confident and joyful life. All of the information that I've talked about is going to be in a link or a few in the show notes here. And if you have questions, you can feel free to reach out at hello@heididallaire.com. And if you want to get a taste of what coaching is like, you can always choose the Heal Your Story Breakthrough Intensive option. I'm wishing you all love and extended healing on your journey. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at Heidi Dallaire or Love Wide Open on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.